This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. The troubles for the St. Joseph, Missouri School District just keep getting deeper, and they keep coming from directions nobody expected. On top of an FBI investigation, a state audit, and a slander lawsuit, the district now has an issue with state education officials. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, the district has been improperly charging the state for more than two dozen summer school classes.
Missouri funds local school districts based on something called average daily attendance. The higher average attendance, the more money a district gets from Jefferson City. But there are some summer programs the state just won't pay for. Things like athletic camps, band camps, or daycare services for which parents pay a fee. DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, says the list of classes the St. Joe District sought reimbursement for was littered with just those kinds of classes.
This is out of the ordinary.
How out of the ordinary?
Pretty significantly out of the ordinary.
That's DESE Deputy Commissioner Dennis Cooper, who back in October sent a letter to St. Joe Superintendent Fred Zerwanka outlining the problems. DESE says it has found no other district with such an extensive list of disallowed programs. In fact, more than half of the summer school courses the district submitted for reimbursement were disallowed by the state. And it will cost the district plenty. Zerwanka, in a very brief discussion of this issue at a meeting Monday with the St. Joe Board of Education, said the district will lose about $2 million in state funding.
I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's just one more thing.
School board member Chris Danford is clearly frustrated. She has been critical of Zerwanka's leadership ever since she helped uncover $270,000 in unapproved stipends for administrators and a half dozen secret promotions last spring. Why, she wants to know, did Zerwanka get a letter in October, and only now is she finding out about it?
No one has seen this letter, nor have they seen the list of things that are disallowed.
DESE also says that a brief review of St. Joe's summer school program shows this exact problem of disallowed classes going back at least 5 years. Deputy Commissioner Dennis Cooper says the department discovered the problem when it saw how St. Joe was coding its summer school classes.
We have three or four that are real flexible codes. And when they use those, that's a red flag for us then to investigate further and ask the district, what is the nature of this course?
When asked if he thought the district was trying to deceive DESE, Cooper wouldn't answer. DESE spokesperson Sarah Potter says, as of now, the state does not plan to ask the St. Joseph District to pay back reimbursements from previous years. The district must now submit a plan to DESE by Monday, outlining how it will avoid this kind of problem in the future. Another thing, says school board member Chris Danford, she wasn't told about by district administrators. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.
In a statement late last night, the district disputed some of the DESE findings, saying that they did not directly collect fees from parents and any fees they disbursed went to the organization that ran the class. Superintendent Zerwanka says that the district is working on a plan that will be submitted to the state.